From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department officials are reporting that five people who refused to evacuate ahead of a raging wildfire are now believed to be trapped. A sheriff's spokesman says the four men and a woman refused to leave the Angeles National Forest and are believed to be trapped at a ranch there, with officials saying it is now too dangerous to go in. Meanwhile, another fire burning north of Sacramento has also caused extensive damage. Speaking Auburn, California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger described the situation there.
There's 275 acres that have burned so far. There's 50% contained. 50 homes approximately have been destroyed, and 10 commercial buildings have also been destroyed.
There are a total of at least 8 wildfires now burning across California. 2 firefighters died while battling the fire in the Los Angeles National Forest after their vehicle went off a road. In Arizona, a wildfire has prompted officials to evacuate 500 homes some 90 miles northeast of Phoenix. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The so-called water wheel fire is burning near the town of Payson, Arizona. Firefighters are battling it with air tankers, helicopters, and ground crews as it burns through dry manzanita bushes and ponderosa pine trees. Hot, dry air and gusty winds are making the fire hard to control, and forecasters say the weather conditions won't help much in the next day or so. 2 subdivisions, a campground, and some other structures near Payson are being threatened by the fire. Daytime highs are well above 100 degrees. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
With nearly half the votes counted in Afghanistan, incumbent President Hamid Karzai retains a sizable lead over his top challenger. NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
Karzai still doesn't have enough votes to avoid a runoff in October with his challenger, Abdullah Abdullah. The former foreign minister has just over 33% of the vote, while Karzai has nearly 46% of the vote. The partial results were the latest released by the country's Independent Election Commission in a poll fraught with allegations of fraud and voter intimidation. Most of the preliminary results counted thus far come from the north of the country. Preliminary results from the south, which is considered Karzai territory, are expected in the coming days. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick said today he'll support a proposal to appoint an interim successor to the late Senator Edward Kennedy, while setting a date of January 19th for a special election to fill Kennedy's unexpired Senate term that ends in 2012. Though Patrick also made it clear today he's not enthused about the position he finds himself in.
I don't need this headache. But by that I mean the purely political business of saying yes to someone and no to a lot of other people.
One of the things Senator Kennedy had asked for before his death last week was that state law be changed to allow the naming of a replacement prior to a special election. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 47 points. This is NPR. Police are continuing to search the Northern California home of the man charged with kidnapping a girl and hiding her in a backyard worn of tents and sheds for 18 years. 3 different agencies in the San Francisco Bay Area are now involved in the search of Philip Garrado's property. In at least one instance, police are looking at the possibility Garrado may have been involved in the slayings of prostitutes in the early 1990s. Garrado and his wife have pleaded not guilty to the abduction, rape, and imprisonment in connection with the abduction of J.C. Dugard. Dugard was kidnapped when she was 11 years old, had at least 2 children by Garrado. When Rolling Stones guitarist Brian Jones died in 1969, drugs and alcohol were thought to have been to blame, but British police are now reviewing the case. Larry Miller reports from London.
Ever since Brian Jones was found dead in the swimming pool at his English estate, there have been rumors and at least 2 books suggesting he was murdered by a builder with whom he was in dispute. The builder has since died, but is said to have made a deathbed confession. Police announced their review of the case after receiving more than 600 documents relating to Jones from an investigative journalist. The 27-year-old Jones died a month after he left the Rolling Stones. At the time, the coroner said Jones drowned while under the influence of drugs and alcohol, but significantly did not rule it was an accidental death. Should the police now find new evidence Jones was killed, a murder case could be opened, but a police spokesman said it's too early to comment about the possible outcome. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Oil futures prices fell $2.78 a barrel to end the session at $69.96 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.